Welcome back to Fun Facts Friday with this new series. No longer are we dressed as the Venerable Hal and the Reverend David Dunlap.
No wigs.
No wigs and no beards that no longer I'm fearful that will slide off. Today we're in the sanctuary. And we're standing in front of one of the stained glass windows, and they're all around here. And if you look around, you realize there's no picture of Jesus or Paul or anybody else. And so why is that? Why don't we have a picture of Jesus in our stained glass?
Well, I'm not sure I can answer why we don't have one, because we do have one in Jackson Hall. And now I'm not sure whether we have one in Smith Chapel, too, which I'm going to check.
Are you ruining this entire segment?
Well, it raises a very important issue, at least for Presbyterians, because question 109 of the larger catechism, which is an answer to a question about the second commandment, about making images of God, forbids images of Jesus. Now, some of our ministers take an exception to when they take their ordination vows and subscribe the confession and catechisms and so on. They often will take an exception to question 109 because it's not an image of the divine nature, which the second commandment forbids. It's actually an image of the human nature of Jesus. And some would argue that not having depictions of his human nature leads to a heresy called Docetism, which denied that Jesus was a real human being, that he was more like a ghost or an apparition. And so the ban on images of the human nature of Jesus has been troublesome in Presbyterianism for the last 400 years. There is a very famous, in our circles, publishing house. Ken Wingate has published with them. I have published with them. Christian Focus in Scotland. Ralph Davis has published with them, and they probably have around 1,000 children's books, and in none of them is there a picture of Jesus. So what you see in the book is what Jesus would see out of his own eyes. So all the images in the book are what Jesus would see, but you never see him, and that's because they take a stand on the question 109 of the larger catechism.
Would our session have made this decision when the church was built in 1850, but it burned in 1982, 84, 83? So,
and were the windows changed in 83?
Were they changed?
No.
No. That would be Ken Wingate over there who was.
I doubt that they would have made a principled decision about the windows, seeing that there is one in Jackson Hall.
Right. Although they probably wouldn't want to pay to have it taken down.
Now, the best windows, church windows, that I've seen in my entire life is in Bedford in England, where John Bunyan ministered. And that church, and this is going back again to the 17th century, that church has depictions of images from Pilgrim's Progress in each of the windows. There are about a dozen of them, and they are absolutely fabulous.
So there you have it. Next time, we'll have another slice of history, and we look forward to seeing you then.